It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
We're here. We're not going anywhere.
That's right.
We've been quarantined. With some of us, like, living with our mother. Like, when you live with your mom, you're quarantined with your mom.
She lives with me, Riggs, and you know that's the case. But it might not be the case for much longer after
she
what went
right
down.
You. What happened?
Dude.
I said all they did was drink all weekend, so God only knows before they kill each other, it's only a matter of time.
She was drunk all weekend. I only drank yesterday, and I was pretty toasty yesterday. It was a beautiful thing. But the reason I started drinking yesterday was because I was stressed out. I wake up in the morning. I open up the trash can to throw something out. And I see in the trash can the butt ends of a loaf of bread just thrown out like they're nothing.
Mm-hmm. Was there a bag in the can or no?
There was a bag with the butt ends of the bread thrown away.
The butt ends that nobody uses, got it.
Yeah.
That everybody throws away, got it. Or gives to my dog. The heel, thank you.
The heel of the bread, yes.
My own mother didn't know that that is my favorite part of the bread. I love the heel.
Riggs, does anybody like the end of the bread?
Apparently Gibbons does. This is strange.
It's called the heel for a reason.
I know. It's like, it's disgusting.
Does he think he was cheated because somebody actually threw this away?
Yes, he does, damn it!
That's the nastiest, nubbiest part of the bread.
And it's not even a full size of bread. It's not. Like slice of bread.
No,
it's
all
smaller.
Crust. It's all crust.
And the crust on the top is really thin.
Oh,
so it's
I love
like,
it.
It's all crust, dude. That's gross.
Bro,
did you fish it out of the trash?
Oh, God, I'm going to puke. He did.
No,
he
okay.
did. Liar.
Look at my face. I wanted to, and I BS you not. I wanted to, but Mom G had already thrown used coffee grinds on top of it, and I couldn't bring myself to do it. I have my limits, thank you very much.
Sure.
You eat the heel of the bread. You don't have limits or boundaries, okay?
Do you eat the heel of the bread?
Yes, I love it.
No, you text to 71037. No, I think you're the only one that does.
No
I think
way.
Anybody else
when
does.
When I was a kid, I loved the end of a French bread. I loved hard bread. Now I actually like bread to be good.
71037, you can chime in. You're disgusting, Gibbons. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
What I'm really more concerned about right now is the fact that our friend Gibbons eats the heel of the bread. We just found out that you were probably
45 today. Thank you. I feel better now.
One of the very few people who eats the heels of the bread. Both of us had questions, Allie and I, off the air, and I said, screw this. We're going to talk about this again because...
Well, I didn't believe it. And then you were like, no, I really do like the heel. And I'm like, is that like a childhood thing?
Bro. You know what? It might
be. I said, because it's like when I used to like the end of a French loaf bread, even though it tore up the roof of my mouth and it was hard as a rock. As an adult, I would never eat that heel.
It's like the nub of the Panera bread when somebody has Panera at the office. And that's
Thank
the
you.
One that's left. There's just a bunch of the little end chubs. Those are the worst.
The worst.
Some of my favorite childhood memories do involve the heel end. I always called it the butt end, but it's called the heel end,
so
I guess.
Yeah,
the heel
is there butt, some kind of sandwich that you make with the heel that you envision?
Oh my
what
God, yes. It's peanut butter and jelly, and let me tell you why.
Now there's going to be more of a description.
Okay.
There's everyone, in case you don't know what peanut butter and jelly is, let's give you a description.
It's because the heel ends of the bread is not flat. There's a little bit of like a curve to it, so you can like load it up on peanut butter.
So which you don't like crust.
I love crust.
But that's why you like the heel is because it's thin at the end.
It's all crust. The heel is all crust.
It's literally because I can make a pool of jelly and a pool of peanut butter.
So you put the toppings on the bread side, not the heel, not the burnt side.
No,
they're both heels, I thought.
Because there's two ends of the heels.
Yeah, there's two. So I put like, but there's the heel end and under that is an actual piece of bread. So you put on the bread side.
Oh, you use one heel end per sandwich. It's not two heel ends making a sandwich.
Oh, it's two heel ends making the sandwich. Yeah, so I put peanut butter on one, jelly on the other, and slap them together.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused about, Allie. I'm thinking the same thing because he's using two of the ends of the bread. Like if you picture a loaf of bread and you slice it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He takes the first piece and the last piece and makes
heels.
A sandwich like that.
Uh-huh.
Right.
That's terrifying.
It's delicious.
Terrifying and gross as well.
I think there's a definition of psychopath, and
that's
up there as well.
You see what I'm saying, Riggs, though, about how that's kind of the sandwich Hudson would want, because for him, it would feel like the crust was ripped off.
What, somebody texted into 71037. I love the heels of the bread. It's my favorite part of the bread.
You weirdos.
I wish they made a whole loaf of it. What?
Oh, that'd be a beautiful thing.
Is this from Gibbons' cell phone number? Did you text that in?
I'll make you a loaf with all my ones I don't want.
Give it to me, baby. Give me that stuff.
Gross.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.